This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210. So glad you are with us today. Absolutely appreciate it very, very much. Let me just say right off the bat, the big, big national story, the CNN climate town hall last night, absolute nuttiness that was thrown out there last night. Just insanity. Cory Booker, Senator Count Grants-Angela, he said that every policy should be informed by climate change. Every policy under a Booker administration, every single policy. Beto O'Rourke, who amazingly is still running for president, he's got the cap and trade idea for carbon emissions that's back on the table. Pete Buttigieg, he calls climate change a sin, which is ironic, of course, since a lot of people say that him being gay is a sin. I think we should sort of maybe kind of leave the sin out of it. But hey, you know, maybe I'm old school in the sense of politicians shouldn't be up there going around about what's a sin and what's not a sin if they're not living a life exactly according to the Bible, which I don't claim to, by the way. But the judgment from these people is just absolutely amazing. We also had America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, saying climate action must focus on three industries. And of course, one of those being straws, the straw industry as well. So, yes, we're of course going to discuss that as well. But look, I mean, we're living in a day and age right now where the Democrat Party has decided they're going all in on this issue. And if you're not going as far as extreme as they are, you're out. You're done. You're not going to be at the table much longer. Bill de Blasio, this guy, what an amazing gig he's got. He has been mayor of New York, running for president. I think it was the New York Post, I could be wrong, who put together the amount of time he spent as mayor doing mayoral things since announcing his candidacy for president. And I believe the number was 7 hours. 7 hours. Now, he's still getting paid to be the mayor of New York as he's running for president. This is a great gig. See, this is what you want to do. You want to get elected to office, have zero shot of being elected president. But it doesn't matter. You get paid. You get your public job to go run and to try to get a job that you're not going to actually get. Can't do that in the private sector, right? You can't go, listen, I'm running for president, so I won't be in the office today or tomorrow. Or I'm going to be in Iowa, so hold my calls. Nobody in the private sector, unless, of course, you are somebody like Donald Trump who runs an organization, you're the CEO, can do that. But that's why it's so rare and it never happened before where we've had in modern recent presidential history a guy from the private sector running for president. Now, think about that. There's a reason for that, right? The average Joe can't just take a time from work and go run. So what happens is people have other jobs that are public jobs that pay them, and then they are able to go travel and run for president, but they don't have to stop doing their job. They're not doing the job, but they don't have to technically take a leave of absence. There's no governor who has to turn around and go, listen, I'm for the next 3 months, don't pay me because I'm on the road running for president. You get the checky and you get to run for a new job. Try that at your job. I mean, try that at work. You know, try to say, listen, for the next few days, I'm out there trying to find a different job than this job. So if you need me, call my cell because I'm out there trying to get a better job than this. That's literally what they're doing, right? Bill de Blasio, at every person who's an elected official who's running for president, is saying, I want a different job, and I'm using the money that you're paying me to do to go out and run for that job. Only in the public sector can you get away with that stuff. It's I always laugh at that. I really do. Every person running, let's see, Bernie Sanders is a United States senator. And a pretend physician. Elizabeth Warren is a United States senator and America's mother-in-law. You've got Amy Klobuchar, United States senator. Cory Booker, United States senator. So Pete Buttigieg, who's a mayor of a city in America. Beto O'Rourke, who's a former congressman, so he doesn't actually have a job. So at least he's unemployed right now running around, which is good. At least the guy doesn't have a job. These are the people that are running for president. And then, of course, Joe Biden, who also doesn't have a job. But Kamala Harris, a senator, United States senator, running for president, getting a paycheck to run for president and run around the country while you pay her, you as a taxpayer. Only the private sector gets away with this. But anyway, Bill de Blasio may be dropping out soon. Shocking, I know. Absolutely shocking. Oh, and the one who just dropped out, Kirsten Gillibrand, also United States Senator. So, you know, you see what I mean in terms of that little perk that you get there when you're an elected official. But unless you are super, uber, duper rich, where you have the ability to be able to go out and run like that, as a business person, we're always going to wind up being stuck with these political hacks. And that's one of the things that Trump was able to do because he was a billionaire. He could go out and run for president and have other people run the organization for him. So then he gets elected president, and then they start, because we don't have anybody from the private sector who's actually won in forever, they turn around and they start saying things like, well, you know, we got to do things to make sure that billionaires can't become president anymore. We got to level the playing field by putting more public financing in. We got to do more things to make sure that the average person can run for president. So they talk about campaign finance limits. They talk about campaign finance laws. And you hear a lot about that. You're going to hear more about that. But I have a question. For all the Democrats who are out there talking about campaign finance laws in terms of limits on what you can give, what contributions you can take, how much of your own money you can put into the race, and you'll hear a lot about this next week at our debate watch party at the FOP Lodge 5, why don't they put a limit on how much time you can campaign while you're getting a public check? Seriously, I'm dead serious about this. I think there should be a rule that says if you are an elected official and you're running for president, you should have to take a pay cut or put your salary on hold or maybe put your office on hold. Because I don't think the people are getting actual representation from you if you're running around the country. How could you be in Iowa running for president and still be actually representing your constituents? Now, I should preface by deep down saying, I don't think these people actually need to be working in the first place. Because I don't think these people are actually representing their constituents in the first place. In other words, Bernie Sanders being a hands-on Vermont senator isn't doing any more to help the people of Vermont than Bernie Sanders being in Iowa yelling at screaming babies. We don't need these people full-time anyway, working the way they do in Washington. But what burns me is they still get the check. So let's understand that distinction, too. I don't need them to be full-time, hands-on, running around trying to make more laws to control my life and ban more things. But I do find it just so charming that this is the one place in America where you're actively allowed to say, I want a better job, and you're going to pay me while I go out and try to get that better job. Ah, it's delicious, is it not? 855-839-1210 is the only show. A lot to get to today. Local controversies, national controversies. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.